Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Helen.
And on behalf of Plainville, I welcome all the visitors. And I like to ask you, those who come regularly,
why do you come for Word Cafe on Tuesday morning? Go ahead. Why do you come? Sorry?
I'm free.
Wonderful. Well, you better answer so you encourage the guests to come again. Why do you come?
I love it.
Sorry?
I love it. I like
Thank
coming
you.
Here.
What do you love about it?
I love the friendship and I love the fact that I...
Can you put your voice up? You love?
I love the fact friendship. That I know that Tuesday I can meet with other ladies and I feel loved.
Thank you. That's the one.
Love.
She feels loved and there is a friendship. Tell the others who don't have that. We have this gift in our church here, and I'm very grateful. Thank you for inviting me. And I know that the team here who organized for Tuesday morning, I don't think we ever said thank you for looking after the year of inviting people and organizing people.
Yeah.
There's a few away. Janine, Paulette,
Helen,
I'm Pam.
I need to put my glasses on.
Pam's blue
eyes. And so that
Wendy,
I can see.
Wendy, but, I thought Wendy might be here this morning.
When I was given the title, Freedom, Forgiveness is the key. Freedom, yes. But forgiveness is the roots. Because if we don't forgive, the things are growing here. So forgiveness is the roots. Oh, excuse me. I thought my voice. And in the Bible, we have about 30 verses about freedom. And I feel very sorry for the people who don't know what it means, freedom. Because people shout for freedom. I want this, I want that, and I want freedom. But the real freedom, they don't know it. Even those, some people, they have everything and they live in palaces or in huge houses and have things that we don't have. They don't feel free.
Yeah.
Why? The freedom comes when we have a relationship with God. And I'm sharing with you some of the things in my life. Only three of them this morning, because some people had to leave early, and they told me in advance, hey, and if we leave, it doesn't mean that we don't like what you said. But let me read this for you. Did you know that thoughts can actually make you more anxious, fearful, happy, or content? And what you spend time thinking about has the power to affect your emotions, your actions, and alternatively, your character. Your thoughts are some of the most powerful thing about you. And I know from myself. I pass a time when I'm angry or very worried, I can see things are not running as they should. I learned my lesson. Don't think I'm perfect. I still make mistakes. I still learn. But let me share with you some of the things about forgiveness and freedom of things happening in my life. One of them was when I was about 5 to 6 years old. We were still refugees living in one room. And we had a bakery in the area where we lived, because people didn't have ovens or whatever. So my mother sent me to the bakery to bake the things that she made for us, which is very similar to pizza, but it's different. But because it has a lot of herbs and spices, once it comes out of the oven, you could smell it from a distance. So here I was coming home, and my cousin, my first cousin, who was living not very far, he saw me. And he ran behind me and he had asked me to give him some. And I said, no, my mother said no.
And he insisted, so I ran away from him because I didn't want to disobey my mother. What happened? I tripped over the stairs and I had the scar on my cheek. Blood, stitches and all that. But you know what? Because the way my mother dealt with it and my auntie dealt with it, the things disappear quickly. And later on I came to know why Jesus said in Matthew 18, I assure you that unless you change and you become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That memory disappeared in a very short time. So I talk to you, I know you are grandparents, but tell your daughters-in-law or your daughters, if something happened with the kids, don't bring it up every now and then. Because the children have a beautiful heart. One day they will be praying together, playing. The next day they say, oh, you're not invited to my birthday party. And then after that they pray again. So let the children be as they are. And I'm so grateful that only Jesus honored the children. Only Jesus. And if you remember another time, when they came and it was too crowded, the children were praying and the people want to get rid of the kids.
Yes.
He said, let the children come to me.
The binding poet.
Yes. No wonder he wants us to be like the kids. So we can come closer. If we stay adult with adult attitudes, we'll stay far. And you don't want to be another Pharisee, do you? Pharisees, no, you know, those who follow Jesus. My second story is the one that did really play a role. And you can read some of it in my book, but I never wrote everything because I want only positive things to come out. I had to go to that training college because my hobby since I was this age, I wanted to be a teacher. And just before we finished the last year, 3 years of training in a teacher college, one day the principal, her name was Mrs. In'am, and dared not to be called by her to her office. She called me to her office, and I stood in front of her, and she said, Helen, I've seen you walking around. I know you from your back, you were wearing a tight skirt, that was the fashion in the 60s, and you had a slit at the back. That means, you know, that my thighs, she could see. I said, Miss Nam, I don't have that skirt. She said, yes, you do. I know. I said, Mrs. In'am, I do not have a skirt like that. If you don't trust me, please send someone to my room, check on my cupboard and find out if there is a skirt there. She said, no, because you girls sometimes you swap your clothes with each other. I said, I don't. I don't give my clothes to somebody and I don't get from anybody. She didn't like that. I was determined and I stood for the truth. So she said, okay, you can go. I did. Not long after that, Miss Bahia, who was the lady in the college to deal with all the girls, because it was boarding. So she will always call on me. She will say, Helen, I need you to be with this girl or with that girl or watch this and watch that. Why? Because in the college, my nature like at home, I'm very friendly, I like people, and I socialize with people. So I did that. Miss Bahia called me. So I went. And she said, Helen, are you okay? I said, well, have you heard what happened to me? Because we were friends, really. She kept secrets with me, and I kept secrets with her about the girls that I needed to help. She said, I believe you were in Mrs. In'am's office. I said, yes, I was. Being Helen and angry, and because she wants to say yes when I didn't have. So I said, Miss Bahia, this is the story. Miss Sinhan called me to her office, and she told me that I was wearing a skirt up tight and whatever, which is not nice. And I said to her, no, and she didn't like it when I said, send someone to my room, and they can check the cupboard. She didn't like that. Then she told me, oh, you girls, sometimes you change with each other. Miss Bahia knew I was telling the truth. Why was that? Because of this. One of the girls in that year with us, she was there all the years, she was a mature age student, a divorcee, and a Muslim. And I am a Christian. We were 5 in the 50 girls to graduate. 5 Christian and the rest. But we never had any problem at all in the college. Never. Religion was boom, out. We were really good. Not like what happens recently or what I hear. But Miss Inham, with that lady, who was one of the team, one of the girls, because she was lonely, because she only had one friend, so Mrs. Inham had asked her for all the years to do tutoring free for her children, because she was working. Now I came to know that they wanted to give a reward for the girl who did, you know, did the best here. Don't mean academic, but in all, you know, social, active, this and that. So Miss Inham, she wanted to take the opportunity to thank that girl. I have nothing against her. And honor her in front of everybody on the graduation day. And then I came to know that it was the election or the chosen of by the teacher, the staff there, and by herself. Well, there was a conflict. Someone put all the notes, what they should find out in the girl who they want to reward on the day. And why not? Well, that young girl, she really didn't. She had a family problem. She came to study as a divorcee, so that's what she did. Well, I said, Mrs. Bahia, if my future will depend on Mrs. Inham's signature or my certificate, I don't want that future at all. She said, Helen, calm down. I said, no, I'm standing here. If my future will depend on her signature or my certificate, I do not want that future. I came to know later on what God had said in the Bible in Exodus 14, chapter 3. Do not be afraid. Stand your ground, and you will see what the Lord will do to save you today. I didn't know that at that time, but I thank God for my parents. So if you're praying for your children, no result yet, your prayers will be answered somewhere, sometime, where it will be acknowledged by God. Well, let me share what happened after that. On that day, all the girls, we had to go home, get ready, dress in white, and come for the graduation. You see that in my book. And I was walking tall on my graduation day. You know, just proud of myself, of what I've been up to, and how the girls and how the teachers, they respect me and whatever. I never told my parents. Because in my time, parents believe the people in the high job, but not you. They will always ask questions. I said, no, I just want to keep it for myself and let my parents enjoy. I'm the eldest of 7, and I'm the first who will be graduating. So on graduation day, which was 2 weeks after that, we went home. A few days later, the parish priest came to visit us. We didn't know why. And he congratulated me, congratulated my parents, and he said, well, we just started this private school belonged to the Orthodox Church, because I was brought up in the Eastern Orthodox Church. And we love Helen to be one of the staff. My dad said, well, she cannot, she has to wait, because that's the contract. They will employ her and put her somewhere. He said, no, we will look after her. What he meant is, the church will not pay me the same salary as what the other person will. And I'm sure for you, when you were young and you were looking for a job, you want a salary, a good salary, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So my father said, well, don't worry, we can manage with that, priest said. And my father said, thank you very much. Well, how did he know he was not there? At the graduation ceremony, there was someone from the board of directors at the graduation. And he saw me there, and he told the priest, go and get that girl to work in our school. I came to know that later on. But I was very grateful. Back home, I graduated in July, and we should have the appointment by August, because the school year starts in September, and nothing come. So, of course, I had to go to this school. I loved it. It was lovely, Christian atmosphere. But then later on, another appointment came, so I did have to leave for a better salary. So you see, when God says, do not be afraid, stand your ground, and you will see what the Lord will do to save you today. And that was not all. That was in 64, 65, 66. I was one of the teachers that chosen to go to Iraq as a group and to Kuwait, because they were looking for teachers there. And I said, of course I forgot about what was happening, because I got a job. My certificate is there and I'm happy about it. And in Kuwait, in those days, you know, very rich, the first country in the Middle East with a lot of petrol, they didn't have educated people, they want teacher. They give you high salary, free accommodation, free meals. So I came back and said, Dad, I want to go to Kuwait. He said, why? Are you hungry? I said, no, Dad, they pay a lot of money. He said, not for you. Whoops. I stayed home. Oh. Well, God still was in charge of my future. My future did not depend on Mrs. Inham's Mufti signature on my certificate. In 69, I met my beautiful husband, who was a very faithful man. And if you read the story, or if you did not read it, it doesn't matter. He took me all over, and I had the best of my life. Almost 50 years with my husband. So that was really wonderful. Now, from all this that I have given it to you, whether in the school, you know, when I was young with my cousin, or in the college, things came up. When I lived in Papua New Guinea, I thought I was a Christian. Until I was challenged. They call it the golden rules. I call it the pure golden rules. Because the gold we have around it could be 14 or 9 or 18, whatever. But the pure gold, you only hear about it in the book of Exodus. God requires purity. Everything perfect. So I went to my priest and I said, Father Bill, love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you, no way. And I bet you've seen it one time when I was sharing that. I said, if he hits me on the right, I'll give the left. No way, I'll give him in the face. I'm a human.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what it was, because we were so-called Palestinian, with the occupation, with the war, with this and that, we could never go back when we choose. We have to apply for a permit from the Israeli government. Please pray for them.
Yes.
And we never knew when we will go and when we will come, and that will steer the anger in me. This thing had come from the society. It's not my personal, from the society, and it's very hard. It's very hard. So when I went to ask him, he only shook his head, and I had to go back. I'm not going to tell you the rest, but it's my choice to be forgiven, because the freedom comes from God himself. Remember, you go back to the book of Genesis, they were living perfectly, then they went out, then God had to provide for their freedom. God had to provide for their salvation. So it's a choice, it's being given free.
Yes.
For me, at that time, it was like a war, in here and in here. Mm. It's not easy, but then I took the first step. And I met the Israeli family who came to work, the same team as my husband. I took the first step. I was still afraid. I didn't know what to do and what not to do and how to go about it. But God is so good, because he says, I will be with you always. And he proved it for me more than once. Mm. I'm not going to tell you the story of it. Only if you want, privately, I could. Because it's written in the book, and I shared it last year in the church after Easter, if you remember.
Yeah.
But I took the first step. So I encourage you, whether it's a family thing, whether it's a workplace things where there was a conflict, I hope and pray we will never have that conflict in our society, in our beloved Australia, the Southland of the Holy Spirit. Take the first step and you will be surprised what the Lord can do for you. So to be able to uproot the anger, to uproot the jealousy, to uproot all the negative things, like the things I mentioned in my first. Did you know that thoughts can actually make you more anxious, more angry, more? The only one who could do that is, because what did in John said, John 8:36? Unless the Son sets you free, you will not be free again. You will not. Unless we take Jesus, I mean, our government cannot make me free. Our friends cannot make me free. What I mean by that, free in here and free in here, because that's my personal battle.
Yeah.
That's where the things come from. I know things come from outside, but from here. And what did Paul say in Galatians 5:1? It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be hung again by a yoke of slavery. That spoke to me. All of you have heard October 7. And when I heard the news, it was a shock for me. Is the devil trying to bring the hatred again?
Yeah.
But then I remember, in the book of Genesis, what did God say to the snake? That the seed of the woman will crush your head. I know all of you know about snakes. Unless you crush the snake head, the snake is not dead. You better stand up no matter what. And thank you, Anne, for sharing. Because when the story broke up, I have my sisters with their family. I have my in-laws. I have from my husband's side
That took a lock from my brain. I said, no, I'm not allowing the devil to interfere between me and the Jewish people and the government of Israel. No way. Guess what? The devil is very smart. He tries
everywhere. Yes, that's right.
Even after many years. I have been forgiven because Jesus forgave me, and I have forgiven, and I have a love for the Jewish people. And I pray for them. Because Jesus said, blessed are the peacemaker. I will not receive a blessing if I am not a peacemaker. And how can I be a peacemaker? Is by praying for both sides. I know in Toowoomba and in Australia, we have so many, even among the Christian, they are pro-Israel. Well, that's your choice. If you want to receive blessing, be a peacemaker. Pray for all. Pray for all. God is so good. So what I did, and this is my advice to you, if you want to, at that time when I didn't know how to pray, how to put the words together, I just put gospel songs, which I have, in Hebrew and in English. And I didn't leave my home only for things important. I stayed home. And if you read the Bible, every time, especially in the Old Testament, when they wanted to go into a battle, there was a praise and worship.
Yes.
Right? You know why? When we praise and worship, we already declare the victory. So may God bless you. And I hope that my message to you, whether you have a children thing, at work, in the society, party, whatever, turn it to Him. And please, please remember, I have a short memory too, but I always try to remember to handle my day to the Lord, and I am not a saint. I handle my day to the Lord, and He will take care of it. May God bless you.
Oh, wow.
And may He be ever close to each and every one of you to lift you up. And to let you know that He's there next to you 24/7. Thank you.